This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Counting of votes is progressing peacefully for Bihar Assembly elections on all 243 Assembly seats. Results and trends available so far indicate the ruling National Democratic Alliance, NDA, is heading towards a sweeping majority. The alliance has won 18 seats and is leading in over 191. RJD-led Mahagathbandhan is trailing far behind, winning just 2 seats and leading in 25. Prashant Kishore's Jan Suraj Party's ambitious debut failed to show up in trends. BJP candidates and Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary has won Tarapur seat, while Vijay Kumar Sinha is leading from Lakhi Sarai constituency. BJP's Maithili Thakur is leading in Ali Nagar seat, while senior BJP leader Mangal Pandey is ahead in Siwan. Mahagathbandhan's Chief Ministerial candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav of RJD is trailing behind Satish Kumar of BJP in Raghopur. Bihar has registered a historic voter turnout of 67.13% in the elections to the 243-member assembly in 2 phases on November 6th and November 11th. According to the latest trends available for all 243 seats, BJP is leading in 96, JDU in 84, LGP-RV in 19, HAM in 4, RJD in 26, Congress 3 and others 18. In the assembly by-poll held in 8 constituencies spread over 7 states, Congress has won 2 seats, while BJP has won 1 seat and is leading in another. Aam Aadmi Party and the Mizo National Front have won 1 seat each, while JMM and the PDP are leading in 1 each. In Telangana, Congress candidate Naveen Yadav has won the Jubilee Hills assembly seat in Hyderabad. He defeated his nearest rival, M. Sunita Gopinath of BRS, by a margin of 24,729 votes. In Rajasthan, Congress candidate Pramod Jain Bhaiya has won the Anta Assembly seat. He defeated BJP candidate Morpal Suman by a margin of 15,612 votes. In Punjab, Aam Aadmi Party candidate Harmeet Singh Sandhu has won the Taran Taran Assembly seat. He defeated Shiromani Akali Dal candidate Sukhvinder Kaur by a margin of 12,091 votes. In Jammu and Kashmir, BJP candidate Devyani Rana has won the Nagrota Assembly seat. She defeated JNK National Panthers Party India candidate Harsh Dev Singh by a margin of 24,647 votes. PDP candidate Aga Sayyed Muntazir Mehdi has won in Budgam. In Mizoram, Mizo National Front candidate Dr. R. Lalthang Liana has won the Dampa seat. He defeated his nearest rival and Zoram People's Movement candidate Vanlal Sailova by a margin of 562 votes. In Odisha, BJP candidate Jay Dholakia is leading in Nuapara by a huge margin of over 78,000 votes over his nearest Congress rival, Ghasiram Majhi. In Jharkhand, JMM candidate Somesh Chandra Soren is leading in Ghatshila by over 27,000 votes over his nearest BJP rival, Baburam Soren. President Draupadi Murmu today interacted with children from various schools and organizations at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Center on the occasion of Children's Day. In a social media post, President Murmu said that children are the future of the nation and it is essential to nurture them into confident and responsible citizens. World Diabetes Day has been observed today. On the occasion, the World Health Organization Southeast Asia region issued a renewed call for urgent and coordinated action to tackle the rising burden of diabetes, which now affects more than 279 million adults in the region. This year's theme is Diabetes Across Life Stages, emphasizes the need for equitable and age-appropriate care from childhood to old age. In men's cricket, India were 32 for 1 in the first innings against South Africa on day 1 of the first test match at the Eden Gardens, Kolkata, when reports last came in. Earlier, South Africa won the toss and opted to bat first, but the visitors were all out for 159 runs in the first innings. Indian bowlers dominated the innings with Jasprit Bumrah taking 5 wickets, while Mohammad Siraj and Kuldeep Yadav picked up 2 wickets each. India achieved a significant milestone at the Asian Archery Championship 2025 in Dhaka today, securing gold in the recurve men's team event after a thrilling final against top seed South Korea. And that is the end of this news bulletin.